awake, counting my heartbeats, a wonderful relief flooding over me that I was alive. "Now then, Cleopatra," she said, her eyes still closed for the dripping water. "What was it you wanted to know about our father?" I stood and took my sandals from the maid. "May our father be blessed that you occupy his rooms," I said.
Cleopatra's last words to her sister are pretty different from the questions she asked her at first. Remember, Cleopatra had wanted to know where their father was and when he was coming back. Now she gives her sister a compliment instead. Cleopatra is no fool. She's picked up on the fact that this sister would be capable of poisoning her, and she doesn't want to do anything to make her suspicious or angry. Imagine that feeling, knowing that your own sister is capable of killing you. Let's go back now to the middle of page 8, where it says evening.
Evening. Now it is twilight. The wind has quieted, and I can see that the waves have also. The ocean is becoming a darker blue as night nears. Oh, where is Father? I hope he can see the lighthouse on Ferris Island. I know its bright light is meant for sailors approaching our harbor, but I think it is also for kings who sleep in a lonely place. I am ready to put away this paper and cheer myself with a bath. First, I must check the underground fire room to make sure the slaves have not fallen asleep again. This is something that enrages Tryphaena. She demands they keep the coals going at all times, fanning hot air through pipes under the floors, so she can soak at any hour of the day or night.